I mean, there's still a lot of games that have to be made up in the league because of all the snow dates. But as of right now, it looks like right now Barrington's one. Where to? LaSalle, Smithfield, Hope are kind of battling for that third spot. But, you know, at some point, our paths might cross again. We might see Barrington maybe in the divisionals at some point. We might see them in the state tournament, so it could be another battle. Yeah, I mean, that could very well happen.
John?
Moving on to the Smithfield game, after the Barrington game, you guys just didn't look like you were there defensively, really.
Yeah, and that's where I talk about physical and mental toughness has come in our past couple of practices. Smithfield is an outstanding team. They have players at every position, in particular at their big spots. The kid Pat Noeb played very, very well for them. The kid Fernandes, their big guy on the inside, played very well. And then their role players played their roles very well. And essentially, they just out-toughed us. They wanted it more. It was shown in the way that they played defense and the way they attacked us on offense. We had a night where the ball wasn't going down, which is what I'm trying to tell our guys. You know, when you get to the playoffs, you have to be able to survive those nights by how you play defense. And our defense, I would say, was non-existent in the game against Smithfield. We gave up too many points. I think we gave Smithfield, Smithfield earned 72 points in that game. We gave up way too many points. We're holding teams somewhere in the low 50s, 49, 50, 51 points per game. That's where we need to be on defense to be successful. So Smithfield's an outstanding team. We could see them somewhere along in the playoffs. They've improved a ton. The kids over there have been playing together for a long time, John. They've been playing together, I think, since the third or fourth grade, and it shows. They are going to be a force to be reckoned with. Again, it could be a team we see somewhere along the line, and we got to be ready. I think in that game, Smithfield just simply wanted it more than us. They got to the ball. They got to the glass better than we did, and they made shots better than we did. So all around, it was not a good game for us and a very good game for Smithfield. So, formidable opponent, definitely.
So with a better defense, potentially, the score could have been turned around, you think?
I mean, when you're giving up that many points, it's tough to win those games. When you're giving up 70 points, yeah, that's tough for us to overcome that. So we've got to tighten up our defense. We've been spending a lot of time in practice working on our on-the-ball defense, our help defense, our talking and communicating on defense. And, championship caliber teams don't take nights off on the defensive end, because your defense is where you show your true character, right? Your defense shows you your mental and your physical toughness. So we've been able to do that for most of the season, but I think Smithfield really exposed where our weaknesses are. So it actually was kind of good for us, because now we can go back to the lab, which is the practice, and really work on those things and hope to improve them for when we get to the playoffs. So definitely a lot of things we need to work on. We won't have a playoff game until Monday or Tuesday after we get back from February break, so we have some time to work on those things, and hopefully we'll be playing our best basketball when it matters the most.
And then another thing, you said characters on defense. Were there any specific characters, players that showed an adept skill on defense that night against Smithfield?
Do you mean from our team?
From our team,
who I just think overall it was not a good defensive effort for us. We have to get better at guarding the ball. That's simply it. When you can guard the basketball and prevent it from going where the other team wants it to go, you can control that end of the court, which essentially allows you to control possession and tempo. and then ultimately the game. So I don't think anybody played particularly well on defense, to answer your question, Max. So, and maybe I didn't coach a good game on the defensive end as well. So we got a lot of things that we have to improve on, but that's what you want. I just keep telling the guys that we want to be playing our best basketball first, second week of March. We want to have things to work on, right? But we don't want to keep making the same mistakes. So if we're going to make a mistake, it's going to be something different. We got to fix the old mistakes, make new mistakes that we can then continue to work on. But we want to be playing our best at the end when it matters.
John.
You guys are 12-2 in league play, second place in Division I. How do you feel about your team heading into both playoff brackets?
I feel positive. I think we're in a good mindset. I don't think that we are playing our best basketball right now. So with that said, we have lots to work on. We have a lot to work on. But the good thing is we have a little bit of time to do those things. We're going to get in the classroom again, which is the basketball court for us. We're going to work on our weaknesses so that when we get to the divisionals, we give it our best. I love about these guys is they're going to give their best effort. I know that. I know they're going to give their best effort. But we've got to combine our best effort with playing the most intelligent basketball that we can, because that's we talk about championship caliber is giving your best effort combined with maximum intelligence out on the court. So we're not there yet, but I'm confident that we'll be in that right state of mind when we need to be. So say some prayers for us, guys.
Now, on the East Providence game, senior night 2 days ago, how do you think the team performed overall? It was a great game for us. We absolutely destroyed. Just give me a rundown of what you thought about the game.
I thought we came in with a good game plan. I thought everybody contributed in that victory, and in particular, you know, it was senior night. So all of our seniors got in there, got lots of minutes. They played in their last home game. In their Henrikan career, and gave their best effort. And I thought our defense was much better in that game. So something to build on.
So any thoughts on the upcoming game against Cranston East, which would be Tuesday, when unfortunately, again, we will not be broadcasting?
I have a lot of thoughts. Cranston East right now is battling and scrapping for a spot in, I believe, both the divisional and the state tournament. So they're going to come in with high intensity and a strong effort. So we have to match and, you know, exceed that level of intensity that they're going to come on. We're going to be going to their place. They're going to be where they're comfortable. They have a very good offensive player by last name of Tavares, who torched us last year at their place. I think he's the leading scorer in the state. He can score from anywhere on the court. So we're going to have to play strong defense and control tempo, I think, to come out successful in that game. You know, on an added note, their coach is one of our former coaches. His name is Coach John Smith, who's a great coach, who's a defensive-minded coach who I know will have a good game plan. He'll have his team up. I'm sure it'll be their senior night. I think it'll be their last game, most likely. So their seniors will be playing on a lot of intensity, a lot of emotion. And they are going to be battling for a playoff spot. So it is not a game that we are going to take lightly by any means. We're going to come in focused. We're going to come in with a good game plan, and we're going to give it our best. And then after that game, we'll have some time to get back into practice and really hone in on our weaknesses in hopes of making a good run in the divisional and the state tournament.
Now, with the Coach John Smith, for Cranston East. Do you think he could bring back some memories of potential Hendrickson plays and use it against us? What do you think?
Knowing John, yes, absolutely. Knowing John, he's one of my good friends. And he, if there's anybody that knows Hendrickson basketball, it's him. He spent 5 years with us, helped us win 5 state championships in that time. He was somebody that I consider very close to me, you know, close, dear friend. So, yeah, he's going to know what our style is and what our expectations are. And, you know, obviously try to use that against us in some way or another. So, yeah, he's a great tactician and just understands the game. So I'm looking forward to it because, you know, when he and I get together, we definitely bring back some great memories, and we always get into battles, which I love.
Just one last question. We originally had a question set for Preston, but because of his absence, I'll just ask you, what is your favorite part about Preston being on the team? What does he offer to the team that you like the most?
There's a lot of things I love about Preston. First and foremost, what I love about Preston is the person that he is. He is an unbelievable young man who has a great heart. Okay, he's very soft-spoken. He's very humble, and he's very, very respectful, which to me is the Hendrickson man, which to me, I know, you know, well beyond his Hendrickson days, he's going to be successful in life. As a basketball player, what I love about him is he wants to learn. He's willing to learn. He always asks questions. And, you know, and he's a freshman, so there's a lot that he has to learn. There's a lot that he has to go through to learn those things. You know, it's not always going to be easy. You know, for a freshman and a sophomore, it's a big learning curve. You know, there are good points, and then there are areas he's got to improve on. It's like a roller coaster. He's had some games where he has been absolutely tremendous, and then some games where he has to learn. But I think, you know, moving forward with the rest of this season and beyond, he's going to be a tremendous player. The gifts that he has athletically, the instincts that he has on the offensive end are tremendous. That kid can flat out score the ball. He sees the ball, he gets it, and he can score it. And once he learns the other aspects of the game, and once it soaks in there and it sinks in there, he has the potential to be a great player, one of the greats to come out of Hendrickson. So, that's saying a lot because we've had a lot of great players over the years. But what I love about Preston is that kid wants to learn. He wants to learn. He wants to get better.
He's got several years to do it.
And he's got, after this year, he's got 3 more years to do it. So I'm confident that, you know, he's going to help us as we move forward this year in the playoffs. We're going to expect big things out of him. But there are areas he's got to improve on. I think right now the biggest area he's got to improve on is what he's doing off the ball, both on defense and on offense. And he and I have talked about that. He and I have watched game film together. He and I talk regularly. So I know that's going to happen. I know he's going to improve because he wants to. He wants to. So, I guess to answer your question, Max, there are a lot of things I love about Preston, okay? First and foremost, what I love about him the most is the type of person he is. And I know the type of person that he's going to become as he continues to grow and mature.
Well, that'll do us for here at Dunkin' Donuts. I'm Jonathan Feeney alongside Coach Gomes and Max Wiener. Thank you for watching, and maybe see you next week.